Chapter 13. 10 months later, Jake came through the front door of the small shop and smiled at what he saw. There were three people standing at the counter, one speaking to Brian and the others checking out the shirts on the wall. They were all dressed in summer clothes, as the weather was indicating an early summer. Even Jake had something of a premature tan on his arms. This beach weather was agreeing with him, and on days like this, reporting to work felt like something he did for fun and not for profit. He walked behind the counter and looked out onto the floor of the shop that they had decided to call Driftwood Designs. He then looked out of the large picture window. Across the street, there was another block of businesses, and beyond that, there was the early summer gold of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. The small press that Brian had placed in his garage on the night he had shared his plan with Jake didn't last long. 2 months after he had set it up, one of the arms came loose, and they could never get it to balance out after that. Undeterred, Brian used some of his remaining money from the sale of his guitar to purchase a new press, a very small two-pallet press, and worked out of his garage on that. The few loyal frats that had come to Fine Print kept him relatively busy. He wasn't making enough to get by and handle the expenses of the Disney lawsuit, so he took on a part-time job, washing dishes in a small diner. He worked there by day and then printed shirts out of his garage at night. Jake helped as much as he could, and even Clara pitched in, partaking in much smaller marketing campaigns than what she had constructed for Fine Print. That first press, still with its unleveled arm, sat in the center of Driftwood Designs. It made a nice decoration and was one hell of a conversation piece. Jake nodded politely to the few people on the floor and around the counter as he headed through the single door that separated the storefront from the rest of the operation. The space was much smaller than Fine Print had been. They paid rent monthly and had a great deal on it because everyone passed on it due to the stink in the back room, a room that Brian turned into the print room. The smell was almost instantly eliminated and replaced by the smells of drying ink and ink-curing chemicals. He centered his small graphics department, just a single cluttered desk with his laptop and an old desktop model. It was a small space, but it was exactly what he needed. When he sat down behind his desk, he studied the two new invoices that had been placed by his keyboard. One was a small order for 12 shirts, the other was for 60. As he booted up his computer, he heard a knock on his door. He looked up and smiled when Clara poked her head in. "Got those new invoices?" she asked.
"Yeah."
"Great. The smaller one is just a test run for one of the fishermen's wharfs. If they like them, they'll order 500 for their gift shop."
"Very cool."
"Wow," Clara said. "When did you get Dan?" Jake rolled his eyes.
"How's summer vacation treating you?"
"Great," she said. "My folks told me last night that they'll book their timeshare for another 2 weeks if I want."
"How long are you in town for as it is?"
"Staying with them for 3 more weeks."
"Well, would you want to work here for 5 more weeks?
For what I'm getting paid?" she asked sarcastically. Sure, I'll take it." "You could pay me peanuts and I'd stay. Not many girls get so lucky to grab a summer job by the beach."
"Then tell your folks to book those extra 2 weeks, and thanks for helping out."
"No problem," she said. "I want to see you guys make it, you know? I think you will. I have a feeling about this."
"Ha! Yeah, I think that feeling might just be the salt air."
She gave him a mean look, rolled her eyes, and left his office. He then pulled up his graphics software and realized for the first time that he had thought Clara might be right.
It was weird, but he had a feeling.
Despite everything the last 9 or 10 months had thrown at them, he thought they were going to be okay. Brian sat on the pier, positioned at a small pierside bar, looking out to the ocean. A few kids were playing on a wakeboard, and further out he saw a boat pulling a parasailer. From somewhere else, he heard beach music playing. With a grin, he selected a shrimp from the plate in front of him and popped it into his mouth. As he was gazing out at the ocean, a tanned arm reached out and placed a beer on the table. He looked up and saw Clara. She sat down beside him with her own beer and took a sip. "Nice view, huh?" she said.
"Yeah.
So I never did ask you guys, why come to the beach? What made you think you'd be successful here?" Brian shrugged.
"Why not? I think we proved with Fine Print that success comes more from satisfying your clients than fighting off competition to take the place as a king of whatever industry you might be in."
"That's true."
"Also, I knew if I was going to have another go at this, I wanted the other things in my life to be up to me too, you know? So why not open a shop at the beach? Why not come out here to get away from the familiar sights that made me think about the Disney thing over and over again?"
Clara only nodded. She wiped a shrimp from Brian's plate, apparently not expecting such a deep answer. "So where's Jake?" she asked finally.
"He called a while ago. He's going to be a little late. The meeting at the bank took a little longer than he thought."
"Did he say whether or not he'll be bringing good news?"
"He said it's looking good." And you'll have enough for an automatic press?
And the reconstruction of the back room to make enough space for it.
That's great. And as your financial advisor, she said with a smile, I can tell you that the numbers I crunched today show that you can have the loan paid off within 18 months, and that's based on the assumption that you'll only have an average cash flow every month.
Ugh, Brian said. Numbers, loans, cash flow, damn, girl. You know how to ruin the beach, don't you? Chill out.
They shared a laugh at this as Brian looked to the pier's entrance and saw Jake walking toward them. He was decked out in a tacky Hawaiian shirt and khaki shorts. He was wearing sandals, too. Something Brian had not gotten used to seeing.
My God, did you wear that to the bank? Clara asked.
Probably.
But Brian ignored the joke and instead gave his friend a hopeful but undecided look. Seeing Brian's look, Jake lifted his arm slightly and gave a thumbs up sign.
We got the loan, this gesture said.
And as Brian sat there with Clara, a gull swooping by overhead and the sea at his back, he shared the same thought Jake had allowed himself to grasp earlier in the day.
We're going to be okay.